You're home. I didn't think that you had gotten home yet, but I heard something in your room, so I was curious as to what that was. So, how were your classes today? Are you enjoying university?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Oh, okay, that's great to hear. With how quiet you were, I wasn't too sure you were going to, make any friends or chat with people. I mean, in your first year of high school, you just hung out with me, even though I was a full 3 years ahead of you and was about to graduate. No, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, I'm sorry, really. I didn't mean to imply anything bad from that at all. No, I'm sorry. Here, let me give you a hug, okay? Come here, let me give you a hug. No, hey, come on. Don't cry or anything, really. I'm sorry. Hey, really now, you didn't mean anything bad from that. I just love you and want the best for you. Come on, please. There's no need to sob. I was just really worried about you is all. Honest, I just want you to be happy. Like we were when we were younger, remember? We always used to play together and all. You always loved getting kisses like that, too, remember? Oh, what? It was just a joke. Come on now. I know we're older and stuff. I just, you were just crying kind of hard there, you know? I wasn't really sure what to do. I thought that might kind of remind you of how when we were younger and happier. It was just a peck on the cheek, really. Calm down. I'm sorry, okay? Please, I just want to help if I can, so please, could you please tell me? I won't tell Mom or Dad, I promise, alright? Please? Ah, thank you. So, what was it? So then, that's why you were so rattled by what I said. Because I was right about being worried about you. How you weren't making any friends. Oh, no. Oh, it's okay, really. You don't have to be so self-conscious about making friends and stuff. Or if you're a good guy at all. Okay? Come here. Really, it's fine. You don't have to worry about it. I didn't have any friends in my first year, either. That's why I spent so much time at home, here, with you, while Mom and Dad were at work. So you don't have to worry about these kinds of things. You just have to give it time, okay? Everything's gonna be fine. You'll see, alright? Didn't pull away that time. It is comforting, isn't it? Just like when we were younger. Please don't worry, okay? Everything will be all right. Why did you, actually, no. You don't have to say anything. Alright? I understand. So you just let me be. Oh. I understand. So you just let your big sister take care of you, alright? Good. Thank you. Here, follow me, all right, little brother? Just let your big sister take care of you. Take a seat on my bed, all right? I'm gonna lock the door so we won't get interrupted. Not that anyone else is home, but still, I just want to make sure you stay here with me. Do you promise to stay in here with me and to let me take care of you, little brother? Good. Don't worry about anything. Just let your big sister take care of you and love you, okay? And you love your big sister too, right? Say it, please. Say it out loud for me. Mm-hmm. And I love you too, little brother. Now just lay down with me here on the bed and listen to what your big sister tells you, all right? That's a good boy. Sorry, I just can't help myself from caressing your face. I want to make a mess of you tonight, here in my room. You look so cute in this dress shirt. I absolutely love it on you. Wow. I really like how everything looks on you, little brother. But just this once. These clothes are getting in the way. So your big sister is going to help you take them off, okay? Good boy. We'll just start with these buttons. And slowly work our way down. That's good. Not too quick, okay? You're such a good boy for your big sister. It's just not fair if you're the only one getting undressed. So your big sister is gonna undo her blouse too. Here, give me your hand. So you can help me undress. You're such a good boy. Helping me do this. I love you so much. And I take it, judging from the fact that you've been playing along, you like it when your big sister takes care of you, right? So what do you say to show her how much she means to you? I love you too. You're such a great little brother. I love taking care of you like this. Here. Let me just pull off your dress shirt like this. You know, I actually always enjoyed being like this with you. When we were kids, I always loved playing house and pretending to be your wife, or even just other things like helping you with your homework. I've always loved you so much. You're just so sweet and cute, And you were always so obedient with me. You had complete faith in your big sister. And you did everything she told you, like taking off my blouse now. Such a well-mannered boy. I always loved how obedient you were. I was the light, and you acted as my shadow, staying by my side all the time at home or during free time at school. And always made me feel good. So loved. I love you so much, little brother. To the point where it isn't enough no matter how many times I say it. And I love you so much more than just a big sister. And your reaction from all of this, you're okay with it. Just like always, you're such a sweet little brother. Now that our shirts are off, we should get to work on your pants. No, don't rub your crotch up against me like that, okay? Not yet. Just be patient with me, okay? Good boy. Here, I'll help you with your belt. Not yet? No. No, not yet. My bra removal is postponed until later. No complaining, alright? I just don't want to hear any complaint to your big sister about this, okay? Okay. That's better. Very good. Now just undo your fly, and then we can handle it on our own, alright? And while you're taking off, what? You're taking your off? I think that's a, oh, I don't know, I just saw her make out and I saw like 30 something. Okay, can he spank me while he does it? Okay, I think it says pants. I think it means pants because he's taking off his pants. And while you're taking yours off, you can watch me take mine off. Do you like what you see? Because I do. I've always wanted you. Little brother. I love you and... You're also getting excited too. I can feel your cock through your briefs. Give me your hand. Yep, that is what you're doing to your big sister. You're teasing her so badly that she's getting all wet from you. And you're gonna do exactly what she says, alright? That's it. just play with my clit as we kiss. You're such a sweet and obedient little boy. Looks like all the time online paid off, huh? Looking up naughty things like this. Yeah, right there. That's it. Let me just reach down here for you. Oh, that feels so good. You're making your big sister so wet for you. Your cock feels so good. Would you like to see them now? Would you like to see my tits? Say yes. Say yes, please. Oh, so well-mannered. All right, here. Take your hand out of my... Oh. Were you hesitating just now? Does it make you feel that good to please your big sister? What a loving little brother. Well, just for you here. There we go. Do you like them? Oh, that was a quick answer. Here, since you like your big sister's tits so much, bring your mouth closer. Just... that's it. You're such a naughty little boy, doing these nasty things to your beautiful big sister. You really care about making your big sister feel good, don't you? No, don't speak with your mouth full, alright? Good boy. Oh, I like it. Oh, I love your tongue on my nipples. Oh, you feel so good, yeah. Yeah, suck. Suck a little harder. Just like that, yeah. Oh. Suck harder on your big sister's nipples. You know you like it. No. Since you've made your older sister feel so good, I want to make sure my adorable little brother feels good as well. I've been feeling your crotch throbbing against my hand all this time. You've shown such restraint, mostly. You're such a good little brother. I'm gonna give you your reward now, okay? But first, you need to take my panties off. No, no hands allowed. Only use your teeth. Your breath down there. You're so obedient. Oh, such a good boy. No, I'll just slip those briefs right off you. And this is... I've been waiting so long for this. No, I see that look in your face, and you're right. Oh, I'm not going to be using a condom. It's your first time. I don't want anything to get in between us and this precious moment. My loving little brother is going to stick his cock all the way deep inside me, and we'll make each other feel good. Okay? What? Shut up. I don't have any STDs or that shit. This is my first time too. I wanted it to be with you. So I never did this kind of thing with anyone else. The only person I wanted to touch my body like this is you, little brother. I love you. Oh, I love you more. Here, let's just put it in now, alright? Just let your big sister take care of you. Like I always... Oh, it's in. Oh, my little brother is inside me. Oh, I love you so much. Let's start off slow, okay? There's just one thing I want you to keep in mind, though. I want you to make a baby with me. I want you to make me a mommy. Do you love me enough, little bro? I knew I could count on my sweet little bro. You feel so nice and warm inside me. Oh, come kiss me. You're such a good boy. Such a good little brother. Making your big sister feel so good. Come on, go harder now. Go a little harder. You're such a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're such a good boy. Come inside your big sister. Come inside me. Give your sister a baby. Oh, make me a mommy. Oh, God, come with me. Oh, I'm gonna go. With my big brother shooting his cum inside me and making me a mommy. Ugh,
it'll be just like when we were younger, playing house together, but for real. I love you. I love you so much. Mom and Dad don't get home for another few hours, too, so you keep trying to make a baby with your big sister, okay? And just let her take care of you.